that in the Habamin from the Gemara, when it says Pesach Pesuach, he's not Neman Le'Oisro, because we have a Sofek if he's a Boki, Sofek if he's not a Boki. Ve'intim Tzaloimar, Boki Shema Oine Semer Shema Rotzen. But even so, is Mevur in the Gemara that she's Mafsi the Ksuve. This is the way the Gemara wanted to reinsetz the Mishneh, that is not Neman Le'Oisro, is no Raya Terablozo because she's Mutter at Sfeksveike. Sofek Boki, Sofek Eina Boki, Sofek Eina Sofek Rotzen. But even so, she gets the Ksuve. I'm sorry, even so, she loses the Ksuve. And the reason you get married B'yom Revi is not Le'Oisro when he walks the Beis Din, that she will lose the Ksuve. As the Gemara says, L'may Nefkemine, Yiboy L'Meisav, Meisav. And Teis asks the Kashe, why she loses the Ksuve? She has a Sfek Sfek. She tells him, I deserve a Ksuve. Why? You write that you say Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, but I have a Sfek Sfek, maybe you're not a Boki, and even if you're a Boki, maybe it happened behind us. So this is Teis asks Kashe. The Kashe that Amayim Afsid a Ksuve also. We have a Sfek Sfek. Sofek if I have a Boki be Pesach Ilav. This is the Teismus. That is another chelik bepshat Teismus. But Teismus Amod is that Besfek Sfeike let her to get the Ksuve. Why she loses the Ksuve? Why she loses the Ksuve? Einach Hanami. Nemel Oisro, he's not Nemel as a Sfek Sfek, a Sfek Bobik, Sfek Eina Bobik, Sfek Eina Zorazim. But Ksuva she loses. Why? Eina Chanami has a Cheskes Momen. So Miss Sfek, he doesn't want to pay. But she has a Sfek Sfek to ask for a Ksuva. Sfek Bobik, Sfek Eina Bobik. In the Tzulema Bobik, Sfek Eina, Sfek Rotz. This is Tesis Eskash. In Rabbi Seinu Achroinim, in Yeshua and the Kundas Asfekes, Kundas Asfekes starts in Klal Vov, Oy Zion. Be'inyan Sfek Sfeike, Hiskimu kol ha'achroinim, She'ein lehoitzi al yodoy momen min ha'muchzik. If a person has a Sfek Sfeike, he can't be moitzi momen min ha'muchzik. V'ta'amayu, why Rabbi Seinu decided that Sfeike cannot be moitzi momen? The Sfek Sfeike lo yodif merube. וגם הוא רויב המסוף לא מעני לא יוצא מהמוזק כמו שנסבר הרי רויב כנעתי לא יוצא מומן. This is what he was explaining in the beginning of Klal Vov. The whole Klal Vov יישא מדברו יישא בין נהלכי מומן אחר הרויב, and רויב is not לא יוצא מומן. This is Klal Vov in Kundas HaSfeikas. When he gets to Isaiah, he says בעניין צפק צפקה הסכימו כל האחרונים that צפק צפקה כן יש לא יוצא מומן. צפק צפקה לא יודיף מרויב. And the Sfek Sfeike is loyodif miroiv, like roiv cannot be moitzi momen. Sfek Sfeike cannot be moitzi momen. Veharav mahori ben lev, daitoi lohoitzi momen besfek Sfeike. Verayosoi midivra teises perikam ed eksuves dibra amasr dei. Veaboi macho visigu olo vaal rayosoi. ודיבור התייסס הנ"ל שנראה ממנו שמוציאים, תייסס שתית קלור, that the lady could get the Sfek Sfeike, she could get her Ksuve. This was תייסס' קשה and the Gemara. He answered that there's no Sfek Sfeike. But תייסס said that the lady could be gave her Ksuve מצד Sfek Sfeike, סופק אינה סופק רוצן, סופק בוקי סופק אינה בוקי. הקיפו בחבילס תשובס, החופץ יעין אחריהן תשובס מערית, פני יהושע, תשובס שוויינקב. אוכי, האריך הרבה בזה בקונטרש של שמייסה שלוי. And they start to bring riots. So בעצם, the Ma'arib in Lev is the first sheeta that holds that Sfek Sfeike is Moitzi Momen. Shmaisa also brings them Shmaisa Aleph, Perik, Chof Beis, Chof Gimel, Chof Dalet. He brings down the Ma'arib in Lev that Sfek Sfeike is Moitzi Momen. A raya from our Teisvus. Teisvus wanted this lady to be Zoicha in the Ksuve. Mikoach Sfek Sfeike, Sfek Boki, Sfek Eina Boki, Sfek Eina Sfek Rotz. And the Pnei Yeshua is the one that Be'etzem starts the Kashas. And he says, Loi Roisi Kazer Chidush Be'af Echod Me'achroinim. No one really wanted to say that Sfeksveike is Moitzi Mamet. And Zogdi Pnei Yeshua, and it doesn't make sense that it will be Moitzi Mamet. Sfeksveike areyu mitam roiv. The roiv ain't a Moitzi Mamet. The roiv ain't a Moitzi Mamet, as Zogdi Pnei Yeshua. אז זה זוכר דיפני ישוע בהרחוב הגדול מאוי אבל פי שאיני כדאי להשיג על דבריהם הויל ויוצו לודו בדבר חודש שלו הם הוצינו בכל מוקים בשס and it's interesting when you see the taste it's just like the taste himself was not comfortable with it Tesis carries on me out and says, "Ve'en lo'im adai afilu besfik sveikim afsid ha'ksuva, b'shum de mokmin ha'mamayin ha'cheska ha'smore." Tesis himself says, "Maybe I'm wrong." And Tesis brings rayas. After danzach in the rayas now. It's a limud b'fnei atzmoi, what is Tesis' rayas are. Aber, zog de pnei Yeshua, lo'im atzosiken b'shum p'yse kadmon, ve'adru b'nir ele behefech, lochen li'islam edan itzorich, הרי כוספתי, that Tesis learns Sfeksveike only מצד רויב. Not like the Ozum Ha'alchim בדעס הרשבו, because Tesis learns Sfeksveike the Reis ולחומרה. So the male, my masconer is already in the Friedrich of Yeshua, that Tesis learns Sfeksveike is מטעם רויב. ואם כן, הוא קם לנו נהלכים ומן אחר הרויב. And then again, with Reis from Gemorrhets. So the Yeshua and בעצם the Kuntus Sfeksveike is both of them still, the Baya, Sfeksveike is מטעם רויב. So how it could be Moitzi Mamet? And the Pnei Yeshua and Kuntres Achoin and the new Pnei Shkoibitzi when they split the one after each other Zog the Pnei Yeshua Kosavti Befnim that Tesis Gufa Eloi Svir Eloi the Moitzi Mamet Avada Tesis never meant that Sfeksveike could be Moitzi Mamet Eloi Ke Aigavne Heicha Shehito En Es Bori Vehu Oimer Shemo The case here She's a Bori and he's a Shemo She answers Oines She answers, you're not a Bucky, it's closed. He doesn't know. Maybe I'm not a Bucky, he doesn't know if he's a Bucky or not. He's a Bucky, he doesn't know if he knows. He doesn't know if it's Oynes or Otsim. He says, maybe. So, but Mele, what he's doing? He found it open, but maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. No, he has to be Machmi. He doesn't know if he's a Bucky or not. He doesn't know if he has eyes. No. He can't say, I'm a Bucky.
How is she a bori?
She knows that she never did it.
Okay, how does she know that he's not
a bori? She's a bori that it's closed.
He's a bori that
it's No, it's not a bori. He's a bori that he thinks that it's open. So this is called a sofik. It's called a sofik. It's called a sofik. Taste is called his tzad a sofik, not her tzad. Her tzad, she's not a sveike. Taste is called it... We have a sveik sveike. Oh, she could be a bori, she could say oinus. She could say oinus. She knows that it was boinus. She knows that it was boinus. So while she's a bori, and he's a shema, the sfeksveike is moitzi mamet. These are the words of the Pnei Yeshua. The Shmaisa himself has a big arichas that it's bichlal not klo that she's a bori and he's a shem. Now, what Tesis is maimi the sugya that she was a bori and he's a shema, the Shmaisa has a arichas that in a moment we'll not go into the whole protim of it, that could be that Avada the sugya is not discussing that he's a bori and that she's a bori and he's a shema. Because a lot of Rishonim would say that if she's a bori, could be any way he has to pay her. Not to get to the sugi of Bori Veshema. He doesn't know. She tells him. Not everything becomes a shayla from Bori Veshema. So the Shmaisa has a arichas to argue an etzem achidush with the Shmaisa that the Kudas HaSfeikas and the Pnei Yeshua want to learn that by us, by etzem Sfeksveike is not Moitzi Momen. Sfeksveike is not Moitzi Momen. Only here because she's a Bori. Only here because she's a bogey, it's not so clear that this is the case. But we're speaking about Shertekes. But let me gain the vibe like the Pnei Yeshua that we're talking that she's a bori and he's a shem. So the Yeshua answers, Sfeikfeike is not Moitzi Momen. Sfeikfeike is not Moitzi Momen. Only when she's a bori and he's a shem. And the shaila is, that's a hand good. The shaila is, Aleph, what is the tziruf? Sfeikfeike is not Moitzi Momen. And he's a bori. And he's a bori. So what if he's a bori? I'm sorry, she's a bori. What happened that she's a bori? What happened that she's a bori? What happened that she's a bori? Bori b'shem lo ha'itzi lo yamrinen. Sfeikfeike lo ha'itzi lo yamrinen. Two things together. But bori v'roiv is moitzi momen. Pashtas. It's a big chiddush. But bori v'roiv is moitzi momen. Mechateis. Bori is moitzi momen. מאחתיס בורי אל מויצי מומן בציר וספק ספייקה מאחתיס אבל הקשה is אני זוכר שבלי את הבורי בשם אבל הקשה is לחורה you could never put the bori together with the ספק ספייקה to be מויצי מומן it's a key line try to put the bori with the ספק ספייקה to be מויצי מומן Try to put them together. It will never go together. Why? She's a bori and he's a shemon, and we have a sfeikfeike. Okay, what is a sfeikfeike? Give me my ksuva. Why? Because maybe it's boriness, and even if it's not boriness, maybe you're not a boki, or maybe you're not a boki, and even if you're a boki, maybe it's boriness. Okay, sfeikfeike is not enough. Okay, I'm also a bori. What are you saying? It was boriness, so it's not sfeikfeike. The bori is lefi the bori is not sfeikfeike. The bori is only if you wanted the tzedarim of the sfeikfeike. The bori can help by the tzedarim of the sfeikfeike. She has to decide. Either she's not a baki, or she decides that he's a oynes. Again, we want to win sfeikfeike b'tziruf bori. No, bori only helps one of the tzedarim of the sfeikfeike. No, it's not enough. No. But again. We don't know. We're asking Akasha first, what is this tziruf? Sfeikfeike can be moitzi momen, and bori can be moitzi momen. So you want to say two things together? Lemosho. Let me explain. I want to go to the oimek ha'inyonim. What is the oimek ha'inyonim? Lemosho, you have roi v'chazoke. The Roiv says that the lady was never Mezane. She's a Oynes. And the Cheskas Kashra says that she's a Oynes. So both of them say the same word. A lady, we don't know if she was Mezane or not. Roiv will say that it's a Oynes. God, Roiv says it's rotten, yeah? Roiv says that it was a Oynes. Man, Roiv says that it's a Oynes. And the Cheskas Kashra says that it's a Oynes. Oh, they fit together. Oh. The Bori says that it's oynes, and the Kasher says that it's oynes. So we'll say, let me say, it's Roiv Rotzen, aber Bori that she's oynes, Cheskes Kasher that she's oynes, two against one, trei v'trei. And also, it's a Bori, oh, two Eidim, plus a Bori, against the other two Eidim. Here the Sfeikfeike, when the Sfeikfeike comes to fight the Cheskes Momen, so he doesn't have a Bori sitting with him together and both of his Zodim. He only has a bori sitting on one of its tzedadim. He doesn't have a bori sitting on both of its tzedadim.
Why can't the bori be that you owe me money?
What? There's no bori that you owe me money.
I know that.
No. Bori doesn't help. Bori means I know the taina. What you know? You don't know. So you have to say what you know. I know. Oynes. I know. You're not a boki. Sfeikfeike helps mitzad roiv. The bori doesn't help. It's only a part of the roiv. It can help. I'm not saying mitzad megareah. When you use two zachen, they have to sit on each other. The koyach alamol, when two things work along this, that. Lemosho, when I want to be matir, When I want to matter mitzat sfek sveike. When I want to matter mitzat sfek sveike. So I need to be matir mitzad both of the tzdodim. Right? I need to say, maybe you mutter because both of these tzdodim. I can use only one of the tzdodim to be matir. I have to use both of the tzdodim. Now, and the both tzdodim I don't have a bori. And one of the tzdodim I have a bori. So I don't. So on that tzad, I don't have a bori.
That's in the first question.
Yeah, I'm explaining it. Some people I said didn't understand it. I'm saying it a little bit more close.
Maybe the
Ikatayin
is the Bori.
No. My Pitam, Bori does not Moitzi Mamet. Bori is not Moitzi Mamet. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. The Lomdes of two Zachen means that I have both. I don't have both. I don't have Roiv Tzdodim for the Tzad of the Bori. The Bori is only one of the Roiv. It's not all of the Roiv Tzdodim. I have to be matir at Medin Roiv Tzdodim, plus is a Bori and the Roiv Tzdodim. If the Bori is only an Chelek from the Roiv Tzdodim, Belondes, the Bori doesn't help. So Reb Nochem came, and Reb Nochem explained, it's Michtom LeDavid Bar Chovetz, more than a lot of Achroinim, different Nuschoes. And this Be'etzem, a big yesoid, and maybe Be'archovas Kol HaInyonim of Chazokas, but we're going into a sugi of Chazokas to be Maimi the Dvor. The halacha is, Roiv is not Moitzi Momen. Suffolk, you can't be Moitzi Momen. Why me Suffolk, you can't be Moitzi Momen? Roiv is not Moitzi Momen. Forget about Roiv. Suffolk, you're not Moitzi Momen. Right? You have a Suffolk, you leave it by the person. Why are you not Moitzi Momen? Nochem, why normally you're not Moitzi Momen? What is the pshat? So Reb Nochem was Mechadish. It's a Chiddush Negan Shas. We'll see it Be'etzem, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. This is Be'etzem. One of the chidushim of Reb Nochem that is emes la'amito me'etzem in all the rishonim, that is two dinim and cheskas momen. One din and cheskas momen is a chazoke. Loshen ha'gmoren bayos and daf yudbeiz and mudbeiz uki momoina b'cheskas gavre. What it is, we learn cheskas aguf. We know cheskas kashrus. We know now also cheskas momen. Zog the Ma'arik, we'll read it in a second inside the Lashon. What is Cheskas Aguf? We see a lady, Misufik, she got a pimple, she didn't get a pimple. When? What? The Guf says, Mistaba didn't change. Stay. Ein lanu livdei zishtanus belibeinu, till we will see a change. A lady was Becheskas Kashrus to marry to stay with her husband. Mistaba, she stays by her husband, till we know different. She's ksheira lekehuna. It stays like it is till we know different. The money was mine. It stays mine till we know different. It's like similar to what we call morikame. So we're not using the words of morikame. The lotion of the Ma'arik is in Sheira Shain Bez, he clears of cheskas aguf, cheskas momen. Aval b'morikim cheskas aguf, pshita de cheskas momen mehani. My time becheskas aguf mehani. She'ein lanu livdois ishtanus belibeinu. Ve'ein lanu loima she'ishtane elo misho she'roinu oisoi. Kedei alfinen bechulin. Mishumochi dinu de'ike le'meimar nami uke momoine becheskas more. Ve'ein lanu livdois ha'ishtanus ala momen miyad be'olov. Kim ka'asher yuchach. And as Zeydek Tzoysen la'medalet brings down this ma'arik. Toteich ha'dvorim. Very glad. This is from one hand. Cheskas momen. And the yeshivish in Nusach is, we call it cheskas momen. Cheskas aguf, cheskas kashres, cheskas momen. Ein aloche. Ein aloche. Second aloche. There's another aloche completely. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavorai. We don't call it ukim amayne becheskas more. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavorai. What is the second aloche? Loshon haGemara, everyone knows in Bobikame, man de koiv lekeive, azel lebeasya. Someone that something is bothering him, go to the doctor. You want to take out money for me? Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavorai. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavorai. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavorai. Zog dem nochem azay. The second aloche is a aloche. You have a problem. You want to pull out the money for me. You go to the doctor. I'm okay. That's your problem. The Gemara says it's a svore. Chazokas we learn from a drosha. In Chulin. Chazokas aguf is a drosha. Chazokas kash is a drosha. Momen also has a chazoka. Masha hoyo ushaiya. There's another din. Right. Zog Rav Nochem. The aloche shen hoilchim be momen achar haroiv is not because Chazokas momen. It's because amoyitzi mechavei roi olavaraya. Every time in Shas, when the Gemara wants to go bos haroiv, in holchim imomen achar haroiv, vehamoitzi mechavei roi olavaraya. And why? Zog Rav Nochem, the shmeise and shmeise dalet, as is a kashe. Why in holchim imomen achar haroiv? Rube vechazoke, rube odif. So why it doesn't win cheskes momen? Zog Rav Nochem, it's not mitzad the cheskes momen. Hamoitzi mechavei roi olavaraya. And roi is not called a raya. So it's two aloches. It's one aloche that is called cheskas momen. And this is the loshna gmoren ksuvis that you'd base and would base. Uki mamoyne becheskas more. Musilele, the gmore doesn't say hamoitzi mechavei roi olavaraya. Musilele, it's bedafke. And as a gmore, in olchi momen achar haroiv, Amoitzi mechaver, olavaraya. Frek de shmaise, rube vechazoke, rube odif. You're right. But it's a different klal. Amoitzi mechaver, olavaraya. The Ktzois brings down a Trumas Hadeshen. That Kimat says it word by word. And Simen Reish Pei. Ho de kaimel onen olchim memomen achar haroiv. Heiche de ikas cheskas momen. Af al gav de rube vechazoke, rube odif. Shaini cheskas momen. De is betayme. De amoitzi mechaver, olavaraya. It's come up word by word. And Reish Pei, the Ktzais brings it up. So this is the Yesod Aleph of Rav Nochem. The Yesod Aleph is that as a cheskas momen, like as a musig of cheskas aguf, didn't change. She was kosher, didn't change. I was the owner of the shirt. Mistoma, I'm the owner now also. And there's another reason. You want to take the shirt from me? I'm Yitzchak Varai, move away. I'm Yitzchak Mechaver, I'm Varai. This is the first Yesod. I think it's a very clear Yesod. So, why in Olchim Omen Achar Aroiv? Not because Cheskes. And why not? Because we have the Shmaises discussion. Ruben Chazok is Oktik Tzeis Be'etzim Ruben Atami Odif. If this is right, Zogim Nochem, I'm going to the second Yesod. Bori V'Shemo Lehoitzi Loyam Rinen. Right? Why not? Why Bori V'Shemo Lehoitzi Loyam Rinen? If you learn from Metzia, you know, if two people walking in the street, and there's a chayfetz. The guy says, it's mine. You say, who said it's yours? Maybe someone dropped it. You can't take it. He says it's yours. You don't know. Leave it. Chaket, even till the achronim asks, so why, bichlal, you have to have a Shabbos Avedet, droshes, psukim. The guy says it's his, and you don't know. So give it to him. Well, you know it's not yours. Not a suffix view is miyash and yuzoich. You don't. So what? So what if you pick it up? So what if you pick it up? I'm not coming out to Miyashiv. Bori, Be'etzim and Mominus, I say it's mine. Why is it not mine? Zog Reb Nochem, you know why Bori B'Shem Elo Hitzi Lo Yamrinen? Not because I'm Bo'itzim Mechaveir Olav Araya. Only because it's a Aloche of Cheskas Momen. And he explains. Hamoitzi mechaver olavaraye. Moment, hamoitzi mechaver olavaraye. Misofik, I can't be moitzi moment. Chomish can sofik. I'm telling you, it's mine. Give it to me. You don't know. I know everything is good. Baruch Hashem, I know. You don't know. Oh, but you're telling me, Chaba Chazoke. I know, Chaba Chazoke. Bori, I don't have to say Mechan, you. Oh, but if I don't have a Chazoke, I don't know. He knows, so give it to him. So why Bori Veshem Elohitzi Lo Yamrinen is because of the Aloch of Cheskas moment. So again, I want first this to be clout. This is one of the big chapim of Nochem in all different sugas and ksubas. We want to get to the sugas in the Hemshach, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. That Be'etzem in every cheskas moment is a din. Cheskas moment, like cheskas aguf, like cheskas kashras. And is a din of amoytzi mechaveiro elav araye. And hoylchi b'momen achar aroiv is only because amoytzi mechaveiro elav araye. Mitzad v'chazoke, fakir, rube v'chazoke, rube odif. The aloche bari v'shem aloitzi lo yamrinen is only because the aloche riv cheskas moment, not mitzad the aloche v'amoitzi mechaver elav aray. This is the klal of Reb Nochem, and we'll see be'ezus Hashem. I think we'll go over to the sugis maybe 20 times to get to the sugis and shas. Every time when it comes to the roiv, you will find in the rishonim amoitzi mechaver elav aray. Every time they will come to a Bori Veshemo, you will find the Nusach Sidoch Cheskas moment. It's Mamish Meduk de Kaseido. Yeah, the Shmaiser Gifrek, some Rishonim Gifrek. Yeah, but it sounds so close. It sounds Mamish close. Bori Veshemo against Amoritzi Mechaveiro is Nishkin. I know it's mine. But we don't know the Moshe. Where we say, man, the koiv lekive. Shoshin logach is a poro. We don't know. So I thought, if you don't know, I'm going to be a chaver, I'm right. Why there is no cheskes moment? We'll get all these gemaras. If they ask why is no cheskes moment. But Bori Veshem is only against cheskes moment. Roiv wins cheskes moment. If Roiv wins cheskes aguf, if wins cheskes kashres, the Marik says that cheskes moment is giboit as evi cheskes kashres, so Roiv could win cheskes moment also. Roiv cannot win the din of amritzi mechaveh olav araya. And this is the lotion of Trumas Hadeshe. Ava gad ruv chazoke, ike bo taime yeseire, she amritzi mechaveh roi olav araya. Glad. After this is glad, Zonkim Nochem, now look how everything is givaldik in our suk. This is the pshat in the Pnei Yeshua. Sfek Sfeike cannot be moitzi momen. Zonk the Pnei Yeshua, with Bori it could be moitzi momen. We asked why. We asked that it doesn't stim. They're not sitting together. That was mamish niflo b'yoyis. Mamish niflo b'yoyis. Zonkim Nochem azeh. The lady comes, she wants to be moitzi momen with Sfek Sfeike. We tell her, Roiv is not moitzi momen. She asks why Roiv is not Moitzi Momen. What we tell her? Why Roiv is not Moitzi Momen? She wants to be Moitzi Momen with a Sfek Sfeike. We tell her she can't be Moitzi Momen with a Sfek Sfeike. Why? She has a Roiv. We tell her she can't do it with a Roiv. Why she can't do it with a Roiv? Cheskas, what? Abraz the Chazoke. So first the Roiv breaks the Chazoke. So what is left here? Against a Moitzi Chaver, Bori helps. So she has the body, so she can take the money. The chazoke, the roiv wins. She's left with a moitzi mechaver olav araya. She's left with a moitzi mechaver olav araya. If she's left with a moitzi mechaver olav araya, the body could help. So the roiv breaks the chazoke. Rube v'chazoke, rube odif. Now she comes with a body. A body could be moitzi mamen. It's mamish glat. It's mamish glat. Now listen, Londis. Here you have to be a little Islamic, but it's poshut. We ask the kasha, they're not sitting on each other. They're not sitting together. So how it works? This was our kasha. They're not sitting together. So how it works? Listen carefully. It's not a kasha bichlal. Before we knew the Torah from Reb Nochem, so I explained it. I tried to explain, even though some are arguing here, that we have to have both sitting on each other. And Val, the Sfek Sfeike doesn't have a bori all over him, all through him. You can't be mitzar of two things. It doesn't help that a part of him has a bori. It doesn't help that a part of him has a bori. You have to have a complete bori. Now he's saying something else. We're saying something else. What are we saying? That keneged the cheskes momen is a roiv. So it's no more chazoke. Now she has a bori. So why she can't be moitzi momen? She's not working with the chazoke. So that is the kazakh. When you have to work two things together to break, the bori and the chazok, sfixfeke are not sitting with each other. Why? The sfixfeke has to have two tightness. The bori only has one. So you can't say that the sfixfeke is so powerful, so stark with a bori. Sfixfeke doesn't have a bori all over. He has a bori only in a part of him. So how you will win? Now we say something else. I'm not trying to win double. Against the chazok is a roi. And against the amoyitzim chaver, echob abori. If you trust me, you trust me. If you don't trust me, you don't trust me. You're right that if it's a bori, it's no sfix feike. And if you trust me, I don't need a sfix feike. Before we didn't ask if you trust me. We said, I need to win with two powers, with two starkites. What are the two starkites that I could win? Sfix feike and a bori. It's not true, you don't have two starkites. Because the sfix feike doesn't have a bori in every part of him. Now I'm not winning with both. The chazoke I'm winning mitzad sfix feike. The amoitzi mechavere I'm winning mitzad the bori. This is the first mehalach in Tesfus. Maybe I'll call him the second. We have the Ma'arib and Lev that learns that sfix feike is moitzi momen. And he paskins bekola terekula. Every time when you'll have a sfix feike, the sfix feike will be moitzi momen. Every time you'll have a sfix feike, the sfix feike will be moitzi momen. The sfix feike will be moitzi momen. Every time the sfix feike will be moitzi momen. Every time. But we want to learn nishtazei. When Yeshua says the sfix feike cannot be moitzi momen, only here there is a bori. And we're explaining, the way it works is, the roiv, sfix feike is mitam roiv, breaks the cheskes momen. Aber adayin is adin of amoitzi mechaver olavaraya, the Torah says, the bori takes care of it. The bori takes care of amoitzi mechaver olavaraya, aber is adayin is fix veike. Is adayin cheskes momen. The Torah says, the roif takes care of that. This is the hesber of Reb Nochem, and we'll see, Reb Nochem, this is the Farib and Chazarin, maybe in the Hemshech of the Sugis, to get a piece of Amkes in it, a more Avonah in it. But this is the Avonah of the Derech of the Pnei Yeshua. There's one kasha on this derech. The Rosh Hashanah masses a kasha. Without Reb Nochem, the Pnei Yeshua stam said, "Let's make it with a bori works. Two things together are starker." So then we don't have so much kashas. But if we're going with this lumbus, with this plan of Reb Nochem, that sfix feike is medin roif, and the sfix feike wins the chazoke. But you have a prime amoitzi mechaver levaraye, the bori wins it. Frek de Rosh Hashanah, it's a gishmak epshat, but it doesn't shtim in daftes. We mentioned when we started daftes in Amud Aleph, we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua. If you remember, what would be if you have a sfix feike against chazoke? Beisurim, who wins? Sfix feike against chazoke. You have cheskas kashres, sfix feike le yisur. We had machlekes Pnei Yeshua mit Rab Kivei Eiger. Sfix feike against cheskas kashres. The Pnei Yeshua learned cheskas kashres win. The Shmeis and Rab Kivei Eiger learned sfix feike. I'll remind you. Teisa di bo amasri lo yitzricho be ish eskoyen. A lady ish eskoyen, she got married, we find a Pesach Pesuach, the Gemara says she's osu mi sofek. Why? Because sofek oine sofek rotzen. No, both are osu. So what is the sofek? Sofek tachto, sofek lav tachto. It's only one sofek. So mele she's osu. Kasai oine srotzen is osu. So it's left only the sofek of before or after. So ish eskoyen is osu mi sofek. What is the sofek? Sofek tachto of osu either way. Sofek lav tachtov shiz muta. Frank Teisus ukme acheskas kashres, that it happened before. Teisus guf, before the Teretz. Frank Rab Kivei Eiger Pnei Yeshua, even if it happened before, maybe niva lo leposu. So it's a sfek sveike li yisure. Sofek tachtov, sofek lav tachtov. Ve'im timtzalem alav tachtov, sofek leposel. Sofek leposel, sofek lekosher, ve'afiru lekosher, shemani ve'lo tachtov. So what Tesis is asking v'im toima? Nuk ma'aches kaskashres. V'im toima, nuk ma'aches kaskashres. And we'll say what? Lav tachtov. Aber es ist another tzad li'isure. So the Yeshua and the Kveger asked, aber es ist fake li'isur. So what is this? Is kashen nuk ma'aches kaskashres. So Rabbi Kveger, the Yeshua says, mikan mu'chach, cheskas kashres wins the sfeksveike. Sfeksveike ve'chazoke, sfeksveike odif. Rube ve'chazoke, rube odif. Sfeksveike ve'chazoke, sfeksveike odif. Kveger in the Shmai says, no. Rube ve'chazoke, rube odif, sfeksveike ve'chazoke, sfeksveike odif. And the Pnei Yeshua was the das yochid, that the Pnei Yeshua said, that chazoke wins the sfeksveike. Aye, rube ve'chazoke, rube odif. We explain, dear the roivas together. Here, in every suffix, we have to down on our own. Maybe Mures Beirin, we said that. Oh, but the Pnei Yeshua says that Sfeksveike Medin Roiv cannot win a Chazoke. And now we're learning the Pnei Yeshua that Sfeksveike comes Medin Roiv and breaks the Chazoke. And we left with the Bori again, the Amoitzim Mechaveiroi. So again, the Torah of Reb Nochem is right, and the Shmaisa himself, and Rab Kveger, and Kimat Kol Gdoile Rabbi Seinu that learn Sfeksveike is Mitam Roiv. And Rube v'chazoke, Rube odif. Sfeksveike could win a roiv. When it's against one of the tzadim, was different, the bottom tesisim. But when you have a sfeksveike against a chazoke, both tzadim, avade, it wins the chazoke. And the mele they had a kasha, roiv is not meitzi mamen. And the answer came, Rab Nochem, and said, yeah, but the roiv brings the chazoke, breaks the chazoke. Well, it's not meitzi mamen, it's mitzad ha-moitzi. Mitzad ha-moitzi, you have the bori. This is the plan. Aber in the Pnei Yeshua himself zog the Rosh Hashiorim, and just doesn't go. He himself was mechiach in the Teisves and Tesa Mudalef that even the Tzvik is mitam roiv, aber cheskes kashkes is better. Rab Kveger said, Ir Shiru by Yisrael. Maybe not the Tirutzim. We're not choishes to Pasula. Aber der Pnei Yeshua said, Pashtes HaTeisus is Mashma, that even that it's Roiv Tzdodim Leisu, Cheskes Kashkes could win. So the Teretz is, the Roiv of Sfeksveike is not stark to break a Chazoke. The Pnei Yeshua himself says somewhere, and this is the Hezbeh, why Sfeksveike is not Moitzi Momen, even Rubi Chazoke, Rubi Adif, aber, and Sfeksveike can't be Moitzi Momen, because Chazevi Sfeksveike doesn't break a Chazoke. But we're not going like that. So again, so but that's our Teisves. If we want to be Meshubet to the Pnei Yeshua, Bishmoi, Reb Pnei Yeshua, so we have a stir, as the Rosh Hashanah, in Pnei Yeshua himself, the way he learns. But what Rabbi Seinu, the Shmaise, the Kundus HaSfeik, is that he says, if you want the Teretz, look in the Pnei Yeshua, and they might be the Sugye, Bebori, that is a Gishmak in Ma'alach. This is one Hezber in Teisves. But again, the Shav Shmaise in Perik Aleph, Shmaise Aleph, Perik Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, he says, it's not Mashma that the whole Sugya is with a Bori. Afilu B'Sheitekes. She's not here. You ask what she says, we see from Teisves that she's not Makheshes. She's Sheitekes, she's embarrassed. Yeah, I asked her, told her to answer. Could be if she didn't say right away, she's not called a Bori. Shmaise says, we're not talking with a Bori. We're not talking with a Bori. Shmaise says, B'teich HaDvorim, that if we'll be talking with a Bori, Tesis will have to mention it. And B'teich HaDvorim, he has a tzad. Maybe it's not Bichal Bori V'Shemo, maybe it's a Bori V'Bori even. Maybe he is considered a Bori. So what is the Pshat in Tesis? Comes the Shmaise and brings down from the Shach and Klolei and Sefer Tokfei Koyen another Teretz. Again, Rabbi Seinu Chutz from the Ma'arib Ben Lev don't want to learn the Tesis Kepshute that Sfeksveike could be Moitzi Momen. They bring Rais from Shas that Sfeksveike is not Moitzi Momen. So the Pnei Yeshua, Ma'arib Ben Lev says, Kud, we are Chayle. Pnei Yeshua says, it's never Moitzi Momen, Chutz from here that it's a Bori. One Ma'arach. The Shach brings down a second Teretz. Zog the Shach Hazeh. why the lady really has to lose her ksuvah? Why a lady that is mezana loses her ksuvah? We started to speak about it yesterday. Why a isha that is mezana loses her ksuvah? So in the Welt, as a muskel rishon, maybe we'll see that as true, because for such a chutzpah, the mezana under your husband, you lose the ksuvah. We call it for the me'ilas ma'al. For the me'ilas ma'al. Such a bad person. One of the things that we make you, the first thing in the list, we make you to lose your ksuvah. The Shach says it's not a reason, like we mentioned yesterday. The reason is because be'etzim, the whole reason of ksuva is shaloitiyeh kala be'einav lo itziyo. She caused this divorce. She causes this divorce. He brings the being a right to this tzad. The Gemara had a tzad that even Eishes Koyen would lose the ksuva. Be'oinus. There's no me'ilas ma'al. But she caused the divorce. She didn't cause it, but he also didn't cause it. Chazal didn't want me to throw her out of the house. They made it hard to get divorced. When it's not my fault, well, why I will take the nezek? Maybe she will take. So Gemara, no, only if she caused it. Was it sad even if she didn't cause it? About the Ainu, Chazal don't want that people get divorced. Here they want you to get divorced. So it was asur lebailo. So the Gemara had a tzad, even Eishes Koyen. This is the only if it's your fault. Zog the Shach. Now listen, Geoinus from the Shach. Zog the Shach. This lady here is Mutar al Baila or Asur al Baila? Baruch, this lady is Mutar al Baila or Asur al Baila? She's Mutar. So he doesn't have to divorce her. He still hates her. He still wants a divorce. Doesn't have to divorce. Teisa said, the Gemara is holding now, she's mutar to stay with him. So she doesn't deserve to get a ksuvah. She doesn't lose a ksuvah. This is the reason Teisa says, in Tema Sfixfeike, as Sfixfeike she will get a ksuvah. Because the Sfixfeike said that she's mutar lebailo. The Sfixfeike said that she's mutar lebailo. So why she will lose a ksuvah? Vim Toima, Vikosha da Maim of Silik Suvosa, for Sfex Fake. So what do you mean? Sfex Fake, but Melish is Mutar Lebailo. So why she will lose the Ksuve? There's no tzad to lose the Ksuve. Sfex Fake is never Moitzi Momen. But here, why you wanted to lose the Ksuve? He says it's open. You're right, and Einach Lam be Yisur, I'm not Nemon. But the Momen is Cheskes Momen, I'm Nemon. So Tesis, let the Sfixfeike to be my tziksuva, you have to pay her. Why? Val, she's mutar lebailo, so there's no reason not to give her a ksuva. It's very gishmak, chutzu, that's not written in Tesis. Mask it. No, look, because the Amayim have seen the ksuva also, I have a Sfixfeike, so we give out a book of a Pesach in love, claim a Pesach, so we buy it, so we buy it. No, Tesis doesn't say claw. So zog them the shach and talk for koyen. Tesis means val is a sfix faker. B'mele she's mutar lebailo. B'mele she doesn't have to lose her ksuve. As they learn the shach, as they learn the shach pshat in Tesis. And then the shach pshat, so val is sfix faker. Alein is never moitzi mamon. But here she deserves a ksuve. Why she will lose? She didn't cause him to get divorced. He's allowed to stay with her. He's allowed to stay with her. Why you will lose the ksuvah? What? This is what Tesis means. So now, what is shver in this shach? The Shmaisa, the Achroinim, they ask a lot of kashas. You see the title, it brings it down very nicely. First is shver in the shach. Tesis never said it. The word, you could push it in Tesis. You don't have a word that he says lehed, you're not like that. No, before. Second kasha. First, he doesn't say lehed, you're not like that. Not gishmak. Second kasha is, Teisa said in the beginning that she's mutar lebailo mikoach cheskas heta. And the moment she loses, b'tzad cheskas moment. Well, Marsho said, why Teisa had to say cheskas heta? Teisa could have said, sfeksveike. But Tesis was matter her lebailo on a sfeksveike. That was yesterday shir. Tesis was matter her lebailo mitzadach eskazeta. So why when it's kashi has to say sfeksveike? Let him ask because kevon shemuteres lebailo mitzadach eskazkashres. Then he has to give her a ksuba. First, Tesis didn't say the words of the shach. Huh? He doesn't say the words of the shach. Second of all, not only that he doesn't say the words of the shach. Not only that he doesn't say the words of the shach. Tesis already started. Muteres lebailo mishum cheskaseta. We mentioned yesterday about Chovet Marsho. Why does it say cheskaseta? Why doesn't it say sveksveike? And we answered cheskaseta is better. The whole Amud Aleph he says cheskaseta. Because every time the cheskaseta fell through, cheskaskashres Guf said later. Cheskaskashres Oines Roiv said Rotzen. Here the cheskaseta says Eineboki. So the Marsho. So you're right, you could have said Sviksveike, Taisa said the best. No, so now when Taisa is asking the kasha, put the kasha down close. So first, Taisa never said the words of the talk for Koye. Second of all, Cheskaseta. The stipler says that the shach is wrong. There's a lot of kashas, but I want to write an easy kasha of this type. Gemara Nedorim Daf Tzadik. A isha comes to her husband and says, "I was mezane, tmei ani, eino ne'emenes." We don't believe her. Shema ineo nos no be'acher, afkeinu. So she has to stay. For sure, if the husband wants, he throws her. Zayde Gemara, you could divorce her without a ksuva. He tells her, "But you said you did it, so you don't get a ksuva." Frag this type. But he doesn't have to divorce her. So why doesn't he give her a ksuva? He doesn't have to divorce her. So why doesn't he give her a ksuva? What is the answer? If she did it, she loses the ksuva. Even in the tzedek, I'm allowed to stay al pi aloche. Because the shitosach. So here also. The sfeksveike says, and the tzedek you did it, you lose the ksuva. Nishtaz azach, lemaisa, I'm allowed to stay. State in the Gemara, he tells her, I'm allowed to stay with you, and I'm planning to stay for a week and then divorce you, but I will not give you a ksuba. Why? L'shitosach, you don't deserve a ksuba.
Why is that like
the mechila with ksuba? No, it's mechila, it's mechila. We're not going to sing in mechila now. His idea that he's not, what mechila, he's not chayv a ksuba.
She said that you don't know.
Not that mechila, the Gemara doesn't say it. It's no mechila, mechila tzrich a kinyan, it's no mechila. Mechila, the Teretz is, Val l'shitosoi, they do ask ba'adin that she doesn't deserve a ksuve. She doesn't get a ksuve, even if he doesn't have to divorce her. So now the sfeksveike says what? Sfeksveike says that she was mezan. She doesn't deserve the money. Al pi aloha you're allowed to stay. But al pi choshen mishpat, sfeksveike is not my tzimam, so I don't have to give you a ksuve. This is the koshi. But again, a lot of achroinim understood the shach mamish kipshuto like we said it. That the reason you have to give the money here, Pasha, the whole reason you lose the ksuba is because you caused this divorce, because he's not allowed to stay. Vale maisi is allowed to stay, you deserve the ksuba. The loshon is shver, sfeksveike is shver, and the gemara and the dorim is shver. And the stipler brings down more kashas. I want to start the teretz. Zog the belt. So Reb Shmuel is marich of them and Rosh Hashorim and more. Avade or Isha loses a ksuve for two reasons. One reason because she causes a divorce. You made me to divorce you. Don't ask for money. And another reason. For the chutzpah of mezane, mal or mal, Chazal will koinis you to lose the ksuve. So it's two reasons that you lose the ksuva. Two reasons that you lose the ksuva. And it's gmoras and soita of them. One reason, like the belt says, the muskal rishoin, mo'alomal. It's mashman the isha rabba like that. She needs us le'acher. She has to take in cheshbon that if she's mezane, teitzim mizeh mizeh, she'll be mafsi the ksuva. You mezane with someone else, you don't deserve a ksuva. And another reason, you caused the divorce. So we will answer first the Gemara and the Dorim. Avad, I'm allowed to stay. You didn't cause a divorce. Oh, but you said it does Baldin that you lost the ksuba because you're a mechutzavdik, because you're a mezane. So you're right, I'm allowed to stay with you, but I will not give you the ksuba. Because the shitosech, You are mezane, you are mar lamal, you don't deserve the ksuva. But now the problem is, okay, so what are we answering in our sugi? Our kasha was, why does Fiksfeike as Baiti Mamet? So we had a Pneshua, we had a Marib and Lev. Came the Shach and took for Koy, and the Shmeiser brings in the Shmeiser Aleph, Perik of Gimel Chav Dalet. Zog the Shmeiser, why by us you don't lose the money? Why she doesn't lose? Why Tesis is asking in his kasha that his Fiksfeike will be Moitzi Mamet? Because the old reason she loses the ksuba because she caused the divorce, Hisha didn't cause the divorce. But the problem is, there's another reason to lose the ksuba. The etzem meilas mal is a reason to lose the ksuba. If the etzem meilas mal is a reason to lose the ksuba, so lechua here also she has to lose the ksuba. The Sfiksfeike says maybe she was mezane. But maybe, yes, maybe not. Misafik, you can't be moitzi mamet. And the tzad she's mezane, she can't be moitzi mamet. It's two tzadim that she didn't. But val is the tzad that she did it. Misafik, she loses the money. Two tzadim that she didn't do it. One tzad that she did it. Sfiksfeike lo yitzi mamet lo yamrina. This is the kasha. That even there's two reasons to give her ksuva, but maybe she did it berotzen. And at the tzad that she did it berotzen, she doesn't lose the money. And she loses the money. So what does Shach answer? No, the only reason you lose is because you caused the divorce. So if you learn like that, we have often a Gemara in the Dorim that even when you don't cause the divorce, you don't get a ksuba. The answer is, there's two reasons to lose the ksuba. If it's two reasons to lose the ksuba, so we go back to my arsugya. So here we have to be moisi for nazir chaylik. Here we have to be moisi for nazir chaylik. I want to say the gang. The gang has to be that Be'etzem is two reasons to lose the ksuva in our sugya. First, because she causes a divorce. And second of all, because she did it. Even if she didn't cause the divorce. Teis, Zog the Shach, she didn't cause the divorce. He's allowed to stay with her. Okay, but she has to lose the ksuva because she did it. So b'meile, how b'tzatz fix fake it, Tesis wants her to get the money, but maybe she did it. So, the tchilas advorim has to be, Tell you, maybe we'll stop here. I just wanted to finish with something on Chanukah. Then realize that Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow will bet I get to see the Shmeisa inside. Shmeisa Aleph, Perek Chof Gimel, Chof Dalet. The Kunusas Fekes, Klal Vov, Oizayin. The Bnei Yeshua, we see it's four drochim here, how to miyash of the tesis. The Vav, we're holding in the second derech. But it's related to Messiah. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Shailef in Chanukah, you moisi v'oilech or poiches v'oilech? Yisil el hold moisi v'oilech. Mailim b'koydesh v'en maridim. Other connected yomim anichnasim, and b'silel hold, and b'shamay hold poiches v'oilech. Other connected pori achal, other connected yomim ayoitzim, So the Besalevi fragged, why the Gemara has to bring down both reasons? My nafkemine, so could be both are true. Why you have to bring both reasons? Also mitzad, ma'ilim b'koydesh ve'en meridim. Also mitzad, k'neged yomim anichnasim. Maybe both are emes. And B'shamet himself says they have two reasons for kelt. K'neged yomim ayoitzim, k'neged pori achag. Zog de B'salevi, there's a portion of k'mine la'aloch ala'maisen between the two reasons. What is the poshta nafkemine in between the two reasons? What is the nafkemine in between the two reasons? If the reason is mitzad mailim b'koydesh, you have to add every day a candle, or mitzad keneged yomim anichnasim, or if I kept b'cham I hold, or the keneged pori achag that we go less and less to show the ness, or the mitzad keneged yomim ayoitzim. Why the Gemara has to bring two nafkemines? My nafkemine. What could be a nafkemine ladina in between the two reasons? Huh? Poshna nafkamina. Poshna nafkamina. What? What? Poshna nafkamina. Zog de Beis Halevi, what would be on the third day? He only has three candles. It was mitzad ma'ilim b'kodesh ve'en meridim. So yesterday you had three, do again three. But if it's connected to Yomim HaNichnosim, you're not showing how much days are coming in today. Fakir, you just make everyone get mixed up. You're spoiling it for all the other people in the street. So just do what? The same thing with Yibichama. If the pshat is connected to Yibichama, you just go down. And if one day you have only a little bit, you do how much you have. But if you have to show how much days pass, if you don't have exactly, don't do it. So the Zogdei Beis Halevi is that the two reasons of the Gemara are taken of Kimina La Aloche. So Mele says, now we have to know how the Poiskim take a Paskin. Some Rishonim bring out this reason, some Rishonim bring it. He says, the Rishonim didn't mind, they just brought down reasons. But if it's an Afkmin al-Dinah, Mele, the Shaila is, take a Hagi Paskin. Stop.